part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm John.
And this is 88 Part 3, the heavy metal part of the episode.
Heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode.
88 Part 3, John. Let's start things off with the W. Karl Rove predicted in Washington Post article today that future presidents of the United States will embrace President W.'s doctrine of preemptive war. The statement came when the top White House advisor was asked what the 43-year-old, what the 43rd president's legacy would be. So they're still concerned about the W's legacy.
Wow.
It's already been written, John.
It's already been written.
Guy's a chimp. That's his legacy.
Chimp legacy.
Chimp.
We got a soundbite of him, don't we?
Let's play that soundbite.
All right.
Latest from the chimp.
Members of Congress have every right to express their opinion. They have every right. They also have a responsibility to fund our warfighters.
Our warfighters.
What the fuck is a warfighter?
Ugh.
A dumbass.
What a chimp.
Our warfighters. So what he's talking about is vetoing or doing some shit or just ignoring them and doing whatever the hell he wants to do.
Which is typical.
It's typical. Stupid ass.
What else you got, man?
You want to know about 10 things that you don't know about Cheney, Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah. All right, here's 10 things that we didn't know about Dick Cheney, John. Number one, we've been pronouncing Dick Cheney's name wrong all these years. The Cheney family's preferred pronunciation rhymes with genie, not zany.
Dick
so
Cheney.
It's Dick Cheney.
That's funny because he says it Cheney.
Dick Cheney, not Cheney. Number two, Cheney has often been depicted as the elder presiding over the reign of a boy king named the W. But Cheney, guess how many years older than the W he is?
Like 60?
He's only 5.5 years older than the W. And get this, the W has a better academic record, if you can believe that. Bush earned his undergraduate degree from Yale. Cheney flunked out of Yale.
Oh.
Bush earned. They need to replace earned in this article with Bush bought and paid
bought.
For, his daddy. A master's degree in business administration at Harvard. Cheney got his bachelor's and master's at the University of Wyoming, but left the University of Wisconsin without completing his doctoral studies. Cheney's is only 5.5 years older than the W. Guy looks like he could be his grandfather.
Yeah.
Number three, Cheney has suffered 4 heart attacks. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know 4 of them. It's less well known that Cheney battled back from his first heart attack at age 37 while making his first run for Congress. Number four, when Bush chose Cheney as his running mate in 2000, there was one problem. They both lived in Texas. The Constitution prohibits the state's electors from voting for both a president and vice president from the same state. So 4 days before the announcement, Cheney changed his official residency back to Wyoming.
What a dick.
Number five.
Oh, that's his name.
Number five, his middle name is Bruce. Dick Bruce Cheney.
Dick Bruce Cheney.
Number six, Cheney's parents were New Deal Democrats. As John Didion recalled in the New York Review of Books last October, Cheney's father told him during his first run for Congress as a Republican, yeah, you can't take my vote for granted. Number seven, in her book, Now It's My Turn, Mary Cheney says she told her parents she was gay when she was in high school. After breaking up with her first girlfriend, she was so upset that she wrecked the family car, then told her parents the whole story. At first, her mother thought it might just be the world's most creative excuse for a car accident. But both parents quickly accepted her sexual orientation as a lesbian, John. Number eight, for a couple of hours, Cheney was the leader of the free world, while Bush underwent a colonoscopy. From 6.09 a.m. to 8.24 a.m. Central Time on June 29, 2002, Cheney served as acting president. What a W got a colonoscopy. Number nine, Cheney met his wife Lynn at age 14. She is the author or co-author of 10 books, holds a doctorate in 19th century British literature, and is a former chairwoman of the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Cheney.
Her mother was a deputy sheriff in Casper, Wyoming. And number 10, John, number 10. We were supposed to play the dating game theme for this. Cheney uttered the F word on the Senate floor on June 22, 2004. He was annoyed by comments from Senator Patrick Leahy about Halliburton's no-bid contracts in Iraq. A Cheney spokesman called it a frank exchange of views when Cheney uttered the F word.
Oh, am I not supposed to play that?
It's over, man. Those are the 10 things that we didn't know but now know about Dick Cheney. Dick Bruce Cheney, John. Number one.
We're supposed to play for the whole thing, right?
All right.
All right.
All right.
Hey, did you hear about this whole Patriot Act shit?
No, what about it?
I'm going to play a clip, and then I'm going to read a little story and play another clip.
All right.
Here's the first clip with Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
It's Hannity talking to Cheney in 2006, October of 2006, about the he's wondering why the American people are so divided on this issue and want to debate about it.
Are you as surprised as I am? The country is so divided, and we're even debating the Patriot Act, even debating NSA surveillance, you know, even debating securing the borders in some respects. Is that somewhat shocking in light of the nature of the threat you're describing?
I think it is. Of course, I have my view, and people say, well, that's just Cheney. He's the Darth Vader of the administration, always taking the dark view. I think we have to think about the consequences that could flow from these kinds of events and developments. And I'm sorry that there isn't more unity, if you will, in the nation in terms of how we address these issues. But the threat's very real. It's out there. And we need to do everything we can to make certain that we aren't struck again. And that requires the kind of bold, aggressive leadership the president's provided and the great support we've had in Congress. And unfortunately...
bold, aggressive.
Bold. And he referred to himself as Cheney, not Cheney. Yeah. I find that odd.
What's up with that?
So that your story is flawed.
It's not flawed.
Well, it says here in the Associated Press, the FBI improperly and in some cases illegally used the U.S. Patriot Act to secretly obtain personal information about people in the United States, Justice Department audit concluded Friday. What do you know about that? Why would people possibly want to debate the Patriot Act, Scott? Why?
Well, the president has made some bold, aggressive moves, John. The one adjective he left off was stupid.
Yeah.
Bold, aggressive, and stupid, and uneducated, and ass backwards.
For 3 years, the FBI has underreported to Congress how often it forced businesses to turn over the customer data, the audit found. So their customer data, stuff on you and me, you and I,
yeah,
us.
Yeah, like we're so goddamn important.
FBI agents sometimes demanded the data without proper authorization, according to the 126-page audit by Justice Department Inspector General Glenn Fine. At other times, the audit found the FBI improperly obtained telephone records in non-emergency circumstances. FBI Director Robert Mueller said he was to blame for not putting more safeguards into place.
Is he resigned?
No.
Why not? However, is he going to be fired?
Our Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who oversees the FBI, said the problems outlined in the report involved no intentional wrongdoing. In remarks prepared for delivery to private officials late Friday, Gonzalez said that... what would Gonzalez sound like?
He would sound like this, man.
There's no excuse for the mistakes that have been made, and we are going to make things right as quickly as possible.
Like Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez. Over the entire year, 3-year period, the FBI reported issuing 143,000... 74 national security letters. That's what they have to issue to get this information, requesting customer data from businesses, the audit found. But that did not include the additional 8,850 requests that were never recorded in the FBI's database, the audit found. So, would we want to debate about the Patriot Act? I wonder, Mr. Cheney, who calls himself Cheney.
Well, from his perspective, it's contracts for Halliburton. It's a corporate move. It's not about America. It's not about the history of America.
It's not about America.
It's not about democracy. It's not about our freedom. It's taking away our freedoms to bolster corporate
ideals.
Right. And it's a bunch of shit. And these guys are assholes. Cocksuckers.
Yeah.
And they need to go.
Well, this is what Cafferty had to say about it from CNN.
Nice to see you, Suzanne. A happy Friday. This may come as a surprise to those of you watching, or maybe it won't. The FBI properly and sometimes illegally used the Patriot Act to get personal information about people in the United States. This is the kind of stuff that happens when the war on terror is used as an excuse to circumvent our civil liberties, which has become the hallmark of the Bush administration. The Justice Department's Inspector General was looking at the FBI's use of something called National Security Letters. Agents use these to get personal and business information about people from third parties without court orders. The audit found that for 3 years, the FBI underreported to Congress how often it used these national security letters, underreported by about 22%. It said in most cases, the FBI was trying to get information it, quote, could have obtained properly, unquote, by following other presumably legal guidelines.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're lazy and because the W says, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to implement this Patriot Act. So they're thinking, okay, we don't even need this shit anymore. We can just do whatever we want.
Well, this is
because of this chimp in charge.
This is what Bush said about it in March of 2006. He said, basically, when President Bush signed the authorization of the USA Patriot Act this month, last March, he included an addendum saying that he did not feel obliged to obey requirements that he informed Congress about the FBI. How the FBI was using the act's expanded police powers.
Right, and if you're in the FBI, how do you interpret that? It means I could do whatever the fuck
right.
I want.
In the statement, Bush said that he did not consider himself bound to tell Congress how the Patriot Act powers were being used and that despite the law's requirements, he could withhold the information if he decided that disclosure would impair foreign relations, national security, the deliberative process of the executive, or the performance of the executive's constitutional duties. Bush wrote, the executive branch shall construe the provisions that call for furnishing information to entities outside the executive branch in a manner consistent with the president's constitutional authority to supervise the unitary executive branch and withhold information.
That's a quote by the W?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Those words are too big.
Glenn Greenwald from Ceylon.com. When a country is ruled by an individual who repeatedly and openly arrogates unto himself the power to violate the law and specifically proclaims that he is under no obligation to account to Congress or anyone else concerning the exercise of radical new surveillance powers such as NSLs, it should come as absolutely no surprise that agencies under his control freely break the law. The culture of lawlessness, which the president has deliberately and continuously embraced, virtually ensures by design that any congressional limits on the use of executive power will be violated. So that's
hua. And it just goes to prove how goddamn stupid this administration is, because you give this kind of power to Herbert Hoover when he was running the show.
Yeah.
And he's going to use the FBI to get shit and dirt on all his political opponents.
Right.
And he's going to blackmail them, and they're going to bend over and take it up the ass. But the W is so goddamn stupid, he lets it go on, but he doesn't even have the control over
it. But this is what cracks me up. Over 143,000 of these letters were issued. And it takes simple police work to catch these guys, usually. Here's a story I just read out of Orlando, Florida. Two airline baggage handlers use their employee uniforms and identification cards to enter restricted areas, bypass screeners, and carry a duffel bag loaded with guns and drugs into a plane's passenger cabin, according to court documents released on Wednesday. A tip led authorities to investigate the men aboard the Delta flight headed for Puerto Rico on Monday afternoon, said Carlos Biaxaulia, a Miami-based special agent with the U.S. Bureau of ATF. That would be alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and now explosives, Scott.
Nice.
So wouldn't that be the ATFE? Christopher White, a spokesman.
ATFU.
For the Transportation Security Administration, Washington, said passengers were not in danger. He declined to address the security breach on the plane. So here's the thing. These two clowns, they use their IDs and everything, and they go down and they fill up a bag full of guns and drugs, and then they walk it right onto the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did the Patriot Act save us from that? It didn't do a goddamn thing. Even with the 8,850 illegally search documents, nothing, zero. It doesn't work. It's simple police work. The people who flew those planes into those buildings were fanatical. There was only 19 of them. They came out of Saudi Arabia. It's not a whole goddamn country, not a whole state.
It will be starting after a war. This debacle in Iraq.
Right. Well, that's
and
that's
then we're
going
to have to fight them on our shores, John.
Better we fight them over there and over here.
You're a gutless turd.
But you have to think about it from the perspective of the W and the Bush apologists. They're going to say, well, if it wasn't for that tip, and what if that tip didn't come along? Now what we need to do is plant RFD, is that what they call them? Things in everybody so we can track everybody at every time. Big brother.
Yeah.
Because they're so stupid.
RFID.
I shouldn't say that. I should be more like Penn. And just present my idea, not...
And quickly, here's this other fucking Bush apologist, retard, cocksucker, Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
How about that fuckhead? Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was having an extramarital affair, even as he was in charge, led the charge against President Clinton over the Monica Lewinsky affair. He acknowledged in an interview with the conservative Christian group.
We have audio of that.
Do we?
Yeah. Dobson. Dobson.
Let's play that.
Gingrich.
Because we got to see if Phil is going to show up here.
On the lighter side, here's a bit of Newt Gingrich's interview with Focus on the Family's Jim Dobson last night.
I asked you if the rumors were true that you were in an affair with a woman, obviously who wasn't your wife, at the same time that Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky were having their escapade.
Well, the fact is that the honest answer is yes.
Well, that was blunt.
Yeah, that's
you're thinking.
The honest answer is yes. So that means usually what he says is for shit.
Yeah.
He has to declare when he's saying the honest answer.
Yeah.
And that Dobson, how nice way to phrase a question, you idiot.
Yeah.
Guy sounds like a mongoloid anyway.
Now, so I don't necessarily think that I disagree with the fact that he can bring charges against Clinton for doing something illegally. However, he needs to excuse himself from the case if he is also.
No.
No.
No. Why? No. Well, first of all, it is illegal to receive fellatio in Washington, D.C. That's even if you're married.
Yeah.
Because they're so backwards. But the other thing now, John, is the great Stephen C., a listener of ours. Yeah. And I think he turned us on to this. Projection, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
So Newt, he's going to make himself go after this because these are the same guilt that he's living with at the time. Having this affair, obviously, with a woman who's not his wife, as Dobson so eloquently put it, dumbass. Having this affair, he's got to go after Clinton for Clinton having his affair because it's a way for Newt to cleanse his own guilt feelings right. through projection. It's the same with Haggard. The guys who scream the loudest about it have the issue. Haggard screaming about homosexuality.
I know, but the fact that that Clinton lied under oath and they were going after him for perjury.
They didn't lie.
Yeah, he did.
What is, that's what it okay. comes down to.
All right, well, whatever. He was playing a game.
And he did not have sexual relations with that woman, John. Now, in his definition, sexual relations is intercourse. They did not have
right.
sexual relations.
What is? Anyway, the private life of Gingrich, who frequently campaigned on family values, divorced his second wife, Marianne, in 2000 after his attorneys acknowledged Gingrich's relationship with his current wife, Calista Bissek, a former congressional aide, more than 20 years younger than he is. Hmm. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it?
So who did he have the affair with?
With this chick.
With this chick, and yeah. now he's married to
yeah.
her?
His first marriage to his former high school geometry teacher, Jackie Batley.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he's all over the place. Ended in divorce in 1981. Although Gingrich has said that he doesn't remember it, Batley has said Gingrich discussed divorce terms with her while she was recuperating in the hospital from cancer surgery. Gingrich married Marianne months after the divorce. And Gingrich says, there were times when I was praying and when I felt I was doing the things that were wrong, but I was still doing them, he said in an interview. I look back on those periods of weakness and periods that I'm not proud of. That's pretty funny. Family values. These fuckers preach it, preach it, preach it, and they're all talk.
And they go after you if there's the slightest indiscretion.
Yeah.
And it's all BS. All right, hold on, man. Hey, mute his mic, okay?
All right.
On!
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man.
Come on, sit out.
Holy shit with that doorbell, man. Will you relax?
Yeah, no shit.
We heard it the first time. Yeah, your muke is mited.
Muke is
I'm dyslexic as all get out, John. All right, we need to come up with some hand signals for Phil because we're going to mute your mic. Until you're ready.
Yeah. You got the story about the U.S. Mint?
Who, me or Phil?
Oh, Phil?
No, I don't have it, though.
Must be coming in on your mic.
Yeah, he's bleeding onto my mic.
He's bleeding.
Bleeding.
He's bleeding. His vag is bleeding. Well, this is a great story. Did you hear about it? Coins circulating without God, in God we trust on them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
An unknown number of the new George Washington dollar coins were mistakenly struck without the edge inscriptions, including "In God We Trust," and are fetching around $50 a piece online.
Nice.
The properly struck dollar coins bearing the likeness of the nation's first president are inscribed along the edge with "In God We Trust, Pluribus Unum," and the year. In the year and mint mark, the flawed coins made it past inspectors and went into circulation February 15th. The U.S. Mint struck 300 million of the coins, which are golden in color and slightly larger and thicker than the quarter. And they don't know exactly how many are made, but at first they were going for like $500 a piece.
Nice.
Or 600. $600 a piece. And then they found out... that there was a bunch of them out there. So now they're going for like $40 to $60 a piece. And they don't know if it's a conspiracy or not.
Conspiracy by who? God?
And no, Satan? Somebody purposely set up the machine so it wouldn't imprint the "In God We Trust."
Well, I'm sure that they have records of everybody who touches the machine, exactly how much they produce. So they know exactly who did this. I mean, don't know who did this?
Yeah. Tons of them made them past the inspectors.
Ugh.
How do they make it past the inspectors?
I have no idea. Unless the inspectors are in on it.
Right.
I see now.
Good plan.
Conspiracy.
Oh, God.
Right. All right. Is Phil ready?
Of course, Sean. I'm always ready. Oh, I see you've turned on my mic.
Of course.
It's good to be here. I'd also like to, I heard Scott earlier, because I listened outside the door until I can come in. I heard him apologize for his insobriety in episode 87, part 3. I'd also like to do the same. I don't know what happened last week.
You got 3 minutes, so shut up.
It's just like, Scott, whenever you're ready, John, I'm ready.
All right.
Whoa, sorry.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight. Diver beats off giant humpback whale. It would have been better if it were a sperm whale, but I only report the news. Next story, John. Cop goes berserker and kills five fellow officers just because they tried to sodomize him while on duty. A Sikkim police constable guard at the Dena Bank Treasury in Daraganji in central Delhi went berserker early Sunday morning, killing five of his mates after they allegedly tried to sodomize him while on night duty. The police received the call at 4:52 a.m. from Constable Nari Lepcha, one of the guards deployed at the treasury, that his five colleagues had been murdered. After racking their brains for almost 12 hours, the police realized that it was Lepcha himself who had brutally murdered all of them. After hours of questioning, Lepcha admitted that he killed his fellow guards because they tried to sexually assault him after consuming alcohol. Next story, John.
Sexually ass-halting.
Researchers release groundbreaking study that finds women feel sexier after having sex. Plans follow-up study to discover if milky pants is caused by ejaculate. Next story, John. Someone's eating my porridge and been sleeping in my bed. Well, someone is naked and asleep on my couch. A Laguna Niguel man allegedly broke into a woman's home and fell asleep on her couch naked. The woman called authorities early Sunday morning after waking up to find Michael Bonney, 36, on her couch covered by a blanket. Costa Mesa Police Sergeant Matt Grimwald said the two did not appear to know each other. Police arrested Bonney on suspect of residential burglary and indecent exposure. He is being held on $250,000 bail. Next story, John. Swedish company proposes burning dead chickens to create electricity. That's foul. Next story, John. Mexican university professor says that extraterrestrials walk among us and helped him with several of his medical breakthroughs. A University of Mexico tenured medical professor who met with an extraterrestrial posing as an ordinary citizen helps corroborate claims of human extraterrestrials living among us. This professor was also a senior member of the Mexican Atomic Energy Commission. The professor used the pseudonym of Professor Hernandez and worked with a Mexican journalist, Zita Rodriguez, to release details of his contact in the early 70s. It all began in 1972 with a voice in his head, leading him to scientific breakthroughs in his own medical research in immunology, which brought him special recognition by his peers. Professor Hernandez knew the ideas were not his own because he had no background in developing them. They came to his mind full-blown, as though someone who knew perfectly well what he was talking about had explained them to him in detail. Later in that year, he was approached by the author of that voice in his head, and it turned out to be a beautiful extraterrestrial woman who said he could call her Elenice, which he changed to Lay for short. She met him several times on the university campus before she went any further. Next story, John. Woman takes her car to the car wash, is distressed when the attendant steals it, and cleans all four wheels right off of it. Next story, John.
That's out of sight.
British man likes to have sex with cars. No, not in cars, with cars.
Oh.
Mechanic Chris Donald loves his work. He has sex with cars. And he admitted it last night. Some men like boobs and bums, but I much prefer curvy bodywork. Chris, 38, has a recognized psychological condition that makes him physically attracted to motors. He has had sex with more than 30 different models in 20 years, plus two motorboats and a pal's jet ski. Chris, who does have a girlfriend, confessed, "A nice car for me is a face for the senses. It's about smells, feelings, and taste. If I see a gorgeous Mercedes, I know I'd like to jump right in the bed with it." Chris has his own website devoted to his bizarre fetish and claims there are 500 other cranks like him, including women. In related news, hopefully Chris Donald will be on Professor Tom Kinky Sex Radio. Next and last story, John.
Wait a minute, I got an audio clip of him. He was trying to fuck his trunk.
Okay.
It's funny. It's like it happens to a lot of people. That sound.
It does.
Next and last story tonight, John. Close to 3/4 of the American youth are ineligible to serve in the Army. And patriotism among the country's recruitable population has been sliding since 2002. That was the assessment of a series of recent surveys conducted in fiscal 2006 and early fiscal 2007 by the Army Center for Accessions Research and presented Thursday by General William S. Wallace. William Wallace? Commanding General of Training and Doctrine Command.
It's an army problem, but it's also a nation.
It's an army problem, but it's also a national problem, said Wallace, who presented a slice of the report at a winter meeting of the Association of the United States Army. And I think I had more text, but apparently I didn't print it out. And that's the news, John. Thank you, John. I thought I'd keep it rather brief tonight.
It's out of sight.
To make up for my train wreck of a newscast at 87.3.
All right. Well, get your paper and get out.
All right, then, John.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Later.
Drive fast. Bye-bye. All you right. All right, Scott?
Yeah.
You need to go night night.
I do. I need a like a 24-hour nap.
24-hour nap. All right. Well, that concludes episode 88.
88 part 3. 12 more to go to the big hundo.
The big hundo. Yeah.
hundo.
All right, thanks for joining us. And we forgot to say hello to the word whore. She chimed in at some point. We'll have Skype up running eventually so we can have guests on
TWW.
The air.
TWW. Yeah, because again, we got a lot of shit or shinola to catch
yes,
up on.
Yes, we do.
John.
So hopefully I'll have that up next week. I'll try and have that up next week.
You know what else? Is we Alfie the Elf?
Yeah.
I heard that he's up in the North Pole. He's writing a help column. You know, like when people have questions?
Yeah.
And like a Dear Abby thing? So maybe we can get him in to talk to him about that, yeah. See what he does on the off season.
Do I tell you how to work your puppets,
Alfie,
man?
Alfie huh? The Elf.
Okay. All right. Until next week, it's TTN with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're signing off. See you later.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.